Hello, ladies and gentlemen. If you guys have found us, you have obviously been trolling various video game forums, or you are
lost.
Yeah, turn around right now. You've come to the wrong place. You're probably on downinthewell.com. My name is Arnold Benedict, and I'm sitting here with Egon Usufruct, and we're going to be discussing video games.
I mean, wait, now, Arnold Benedict? Like an omelet?
It's a Denver omelet.
Okay. But isn't
Denver omelet, it's got peppers and ham and Canadian bacon in it.
Yeah, but
Eggs Benedict.
Eggs, yeah, but okay, but is Arnold Benedict somebody? I mean, besides you.
Yeah, it's me, man.
Yeah,
it's me.
Come on, I mean, it sounds like a guy who invented something.
Yeah, I invented life and everything that you see before you.
Hey, man, last time I saw
you walking. I'm not a god, I'm just.
Yeah, last time I saw you walking around, I didn't see any kids next to you, okay? And maybe you jerk off a lot, but you know what? All that shit goes down the toilet.
Arnold Benedict was just a name that I. Well, you know Benedict Arnold, right?
Well, yeah, it sounds familiar.
It's a historic traitor through history of time. His name was Benedict Arnold, and I just did the old switcheroo.
So, in other words, if we play Risk, don't make any peace treaties with
No,
you.
No, because I'm the opposite. I'm Arnold Benedict, see? So you can always trust Arnold Benedict. You can't trust a Benedict Arnold, but you can always trust opposite.
So Benedict Arnold was the one who betrayed everybody.
Yeah, he's a bad guy. I'm a good guy. I'm the opposite.
Okay, I guess.
Oh, it's Usufruct.
Usufruct. Well, you know, it's a term, an ecological term. You know, when they refer to water, like environmentalists would refer to water, they would say it's usufruct, and that pretty bad basically means it's a thing that is owned, that if you use it, you use it without damaging it or altering it. And hey, I'm trying to be an environmentalist here, okay? But then at the same time, you know, look at my first name, Egon. You know, my parents are really fucking with me when they gave me that name. You know, it makes it sound like we're fucked, you know? This whole idea of sharing, not damaging thing, that going out the window. So welcome to the 21st century. And that brings us to E3.
Right.
Yeah,
E3 is coming up Tuesday, I believe.
Well, Monday. I think Tuesday's when a show opens. But on Monday, you have like Sony's and Microsoft's press conference and a bunch of other.
So Monday is like the opening ceremonies of the Olympics, and this is the Olympics of video games.
Yeah, but you know, but really, it's on Monday. I mean, that's when some of the big stuff is being shown. Obviously, Tuesday with Nintendo, that's where, you know, hopefully everyone's mind gets blown. But you know, that's kind of iffy.
Yeah. So when they're saying Star Wars opens this Friday, Monday is basically the guys lining up for the midnight show Thursday night. Like Thursday night, you're really going to get the action-packed big bang of the opening night.
Well, the conferences, those things are the big news, really. I mean, you go watch the conferences, that's when they really show off everything. Now, you're probably right, because it's at the show where you get to play the thing. You actually get to put your hands on the thing. So, yes, I guess that's true, because if seeing Star Wars is actually watching the movie, then I guess video games actually playing a motherfucking thing, you know. So you are right. Let's start with Microsoft, because you know Microsoft, they really don't give a shit about first party development. You know, that was one of the things that Bill Gates said when the first Xbox came out, that he didn't really have a big concern for first party games, and you can see that philosophy. I mean. People argue when the first Xbox came out that they were building their foundation on quicksand, because if you don't have exclusive games that are only for your system, then why the hell are you going
to
buy the
system?
Yeah,
so Microsoft basically wants to have a stranglehold on the technology that it takes to have a system, but they don't really give a damn about creating and producing titles on their own.
No,
they're not into video game production, they're into video system.
Yeah, production. It's more about, you know, this is supposed to be the center. The entertainment center, you know, but at the same time, though, they were making a big effort. They are making a big effort for getting those exclusive games, like they have Fable. I mean, later on coming out this year, you're gonna have Gears of War 3, and then also they have that series Forza, which is a racing game series. And so they are making a big effort in it, but at the same time, it's lackluster. I mean, one could argue that, you know, where Microsoft is in terms of online. It's far, you know, it's surpassed everyone else. But in terms of first party, you know, they're like Nintendo. When you think of Nintendo with online, it's bullshit. And that's how Microsoft.
Yeah,
is
you can't even swear at the other kids. I mean, what's the point?
Yeah, they have for the Nintendo. They have that microphone, you know, the Wii Speak, where you know you could be playing a game here, and your mom could walk into the room and yell, and the game would pick her up. So who really wants to play with stuff like that? But first off, let's talk about just solely Microsoft and what they could reveal in their press conference.
Yeah, what's the big news coming from Microsoft? There's got to be something, right? It's Xbox 360. It's a few years old now. It's just getting slow and sluggish. Red rings everywhere.
Well, no, I mean they released the Slim. You know, last year they announced the Slim, which you know
slim things in different colors is just. It's not appealing to me. I don't care.
Oh, if it's a woman, you know.
Of course. The more colors they've got, the better.
Yeah,
like a leopard skin.
That's right. He prefers women who dye their hair, but not anything else. Just the top of the head.
Yes.
He likes the multicolored spots. Yeah,
and the soles of their feet. If they can get that accomplished, I'm into it.
And then when they go off for a tan and they keep their And they put little strips of tape on them or whatever to create zebra stripes.
Yeah, they got to spell out little words and things like that. Pinstriping, that's what I like. And really, I don't like them slim at all. I like them real heavy and chunky. That's why I like the original PlayStation 3. I like the original PS2, to be honest, because it fits right up there with my Webster's Dictionary and my Thesaurus.
Yeah, but see, the thing is that usually when they release new technology, new hardware, they rush it out or they just do so much of it. They don't anticipate probably difficulties. So it's like, you know, first PlayStation. I remember my friend having that game playing Final Fantasy VII. We had to turn that thing on its side because the game would not play. I mean, we had to almost break out a protractor.
Yeah, it makes that awful noise.
Yeah, and then with the 360, you get the Red Ring of Death. Now, Microsoft has been really good about it. And I tell you, I also have problems with my PS3 because, I mean, you'll put in a Blu-ray disc, and you go press play, and the screen goes blank. You're thinking, what the hell just happened? But anyways, what with Microsoft, they're not going to announce new hardware.
Okay, no 380, no 720. We're not getting anything that great. Okay.
I mean, because them and Sony, they both said that these consoles are going to be 10 years. You know, usually a console is 5 years, but they announced 10 years. And so if anything, you're going to see them trying to support what they have. And you remember last year they released the Kinect. And really, what the fuck are you going to play on it, man? Because
track and field, the old track and field game from the NES system.
Yeah, but you know what? The games that are out on the system, they're not really too much of games. I mean, yes, they have that Dance Central, and maybe that's cool if you want to dance, or they have kind of mild sports games and whatnot, but they're basically games like they had for the Wii, which are just kind of bullshit games that utilize motion control. So it's not really anything significant. I mean, when Halo Reach was coming out, even Bungie was saying that they wanted to implement Kinect, you know, with the game. But at the end of the day, did they? No. So really, there's no hardcore games for it, no really great quality games. And so it ends up becoming a thing. Are they just going to be like Nintendo?
Yeah, it's really just a gimmick anyways. Well, right?
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, and it doesn't work for those of us who have darker skin. It doesn't recognize.
Fucking view your silhouette. You tried playing it with your shadow on the wall.
Yeah, it doesn't recognize your shadow. Recognize Noob Saibot from Mortal Kombat. It just does. It will not recognize it.
The son of a bitch stood on the side of his TV with a fucking light behind him, projecting his shadow on the wall, thinking, "Why doesn't this thing work?
It's high tech." I demand the most from Microsoft products.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so it's a big thing of how will they support the damn Kinect, and then. So that's a big question mark, you know. And then with first-party games. Now, like I said, Microsoft, they're not really known for it. They don't really have anything. I mean, one of the reasons why Microsoft is great is because how they, with their online, how they have centered themselves, put in, like, they're the first to implement all these new features, like, you know, listen to music, watch ESPN. They're the first to do that, to put it on their system. Then also the other thing that Microsoft is great at is branding. Like when you see a Call of Duty commercial, right? At the end of the commercial, what's it going to flash? It's going to flash a big Xbox logo. Why? Because that's what Microsoft really pushes for. They want to
then a big error message and then the blue screen of death, right?
Microsoft can't really
and then it always wants to install updates. That's the biggest issue.
Yeah, but you know what? That's not that bad. Okay, now let's go into Sony. Because Microsoft might have Red Rings of Death, but Sony...
Yeah, but I mean, okay.
Shit doesn't even work right now.
Let's not leave Microsoft behind. Is there anything big coming out you're not anticipating a huge announcement from anything?
I mean, there could be something. They'll probably announce something. Like maybe there could be something Halo related.
Call of Duty, anything?
Yeah, but that's cross-platform.
Okay, we'll talk about it later. Right.
But And they could announce, I mean, there's been rumors about making a HD version of Halo, the first Halo. But okay. Then again, that's not that big. I mean, the big thing that they're probably going to talk about is Gears of War 3. But once again, with games like Gears of War 3, those are things that are ultimately built on quicksand, because Gears of War is developed by Epic. Now, obviously, Epic, they have this strong loyalty towards Microsoft. I mean, no. And so they're not going to really go and release Gears of War for PlayStation. But with future IPs, I mean, earlier in the year, they released Bulletstorm. And that game came out cross-platform. I mean, because the thing that ends up being with developers is the fact of, you know, there's millions of PS3s out there. If you just, or same thing, if you're making games exclusively for, you know, Sony, well, there's millions of 360s out there. Why just sell the one console? You can sell the both. Because
you can't please everyone. You can't please everyone. Okay, you can't say that we want to please everyone. Who are you, Nintendo? Okay, so the Xbox is bad. But
I'm gonna trash everything, it doesn't matter what it is.
I'm gonna trash it. I don't care. The Xbox is a piece of junk. Okay, now let's compare it to the PS3. That piece of junk.
Yeah, you know, that thing's been pissing me off lately because of the internet was down. You couldn't play games online. I mean,
yeah. So the PlayStation Network obviously gets hacked, and then everyone's bank accounts get compromised, and then
yeah. But that wasn't so bad. I mean, there hasn't been any big complaints out of the fact.
Yeah, you don't have any money in there anyway, so it doesn't.
Yeah,
really
I mean, yeah. Information. Well, information was stolen, but there hasn't been stuff coming out saying where people, you know, they're getting money taken out of their accounts. It probably was just a thing by hackers.
Yeah, if you want Egon Usafuck's information, yeah, just email me at downinthewell@gmail.com, yeah, and yeah. I will give it all to you.
And you probably all you have to do is log into my fucking PSN.
Yes,
you know?
Yeah, steal his identity.
Just friend me, you know, and you'll get everything. But no, so, I mean, that's all right. But see, it was really annoying when that happened because I just got Portal 2. You know, hell, got to play it online. And then now you can't even play it online. And so eventually it comes back on, you know, weeks later. But then the PSN store isn't up. And now it was like recently, earlier in the week, the PSN store went back online. But the thing works pretty crummy. You know, it's like, it's a pain in the ass to actually get into the store. You keep on getting error messages. But if you're persistent like I am, you could get into the fucking store, and I was starting to download things. And then the other day, like a day after, they started a welcome back program, which that was you got to pick these games for free. They give you a list of like 5 games for PS3 games.
Yeah, how were they?
I like had them all already, you know? I mean, you had like...
So they're not really appealing to anyone who really gives a damn.
No, I mean, no. I mean, if you didn't have one of these games, it could have been cool to have Infamous. It could have been cool to have Little Big Planet, you know? But since I played these games and the sequel's already coming out, it's like the only game on it that I didn't have already was like Dead Nation. This kind of ripoff of... It was like Left 4 Dead meets Geometry Wars. And I was playing it and I was thinking, man, I don't want to play this. And this game kind of sucks.
Yeah, give me something good.
Yeah, so I mean, but at the same time, it is pretty worthwhile. It was pretty cool to see. And then they also had 30 days free of PSN Plus. And with that...
Where they get to steal your apartment and car, and then they kind of come in and pet your cat while you're away and stuff like that, right?
Well, you're probably thinking of Home. You're thinking of Home, that monstrosity. I think that, you know, why the hell would you want to go into a virtual world? Hey, you know, it really sucks.
Because it's a lot better than my shitty life.
Yeah, yeah. That's why you go play a game like Gears of War. You go play Uncharted, you know, because you want to shoot something. Now you want to blow something up. You don't want to hang out in a simulation of your own damn house. That's not going to be much better.
Yeah, where I'm just sitting on the couch drinking beer at 10 a.m. in the morning on a Saturday like I am right now doing a podcast. Hey, that's what they need is virtual podcasting. They need to put you into a situation where you get to sit around in your living room and you get to sit in front of a microphone and talk about whatever, and then you upload it to PlayStation Network. And if any PS3 PlayStation execs, anyone out there wants to develop this game, talk to me.
They already do that.
What do they do?
Well, that was supposed to be one of the ideas.
Prove it to me.
Huh? They do. Companies use that to where they'll sit in their office and they'll have a conference where there'll be...
And they listen to our podcast. It's a good idea.
They'll be in like Second Life. They'll log into something like Second Life.
Oh, okay.
And everyone will be around a table and they're having a conversation. And that was kind of one of the ideas also with Home. They wanted people to do is actually interact with it, you know. But that thing was a complete failure. But yeah, so anyways, so I mean, you are getting a lot of free stuff with PlayStation, so that is cool. But, you know, I was looking at this article the other day, and the hackers, they even said that they're not done.
Yeah.
They even hacked into Sony Pictures.
Yeah, they got more stuff to do, and they're just proving a point, I think. They're not being so malicious that they want to mess with your stuff. I think that they're being like, they're like Robin Hood. They're just stealing your stuff to prove that they could, and they're like one of us. They're not trying to mess with you. You might find a few dollars missing from your account, but it's only a few dollars, a few million people's dollars, just a couple shaved off the top. You're never gonna notice.
And if you're into rap music, maybe Tupac will walk again.
him and Biggie. So what do we? You know, Tupac is the Xbox 360. Biggie Smalls is the PS3. What are we gonna see? What sort of posthumous? Is that right? Is that my saying that? Posthumous? Or is that just the delicious chickpea stuff that you get from the
hummus.
Greek? Oh, yeah, that's right. What are we going to see from PS3? Anything big? I mean, give us a new car like Oprah? I mean, Oprah's off the air, so now...
Well, you know, last year at Microsoft's conference, when they revealed the Slim, they actually gave one to everyone in the audience. Now, obviously...
Worth $500. That's worth $500.
So I don't think Sony is going to do anything like that, but
shouldn't they though? I mean, come on, don't they need a huge PR boost? It's like that Tylenol that was tampered with a few years back.
Yeah, but giving stuff out is only going to benefit that audience. You know, it's gonna, I mean,
the people who already have this stuff.
Come on, man, when you have a room full of journalists and you're going to say, here's a free fucking system, you know, it's a bunch of geeks and dorks, you know, who think Back to the Future is the greatest movie ever made, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Because it is.
They're going to be
really
like,
is.
Hey, everything that just sucked about this conference just got awesome.
Yeah.
You know? And so there's something kind of fishy around there. But anyways, so, you know, there's not much credibility in journalism.
Yeah, and there better be a check in that new PS3 because I'm not falling for that garbage.
But yeah, so anyways, with Sony, I mean, for the most part, they're going to talk about the NGP. I mean, in terms of hardware, they're going to talk about NGP, which is the new PSP. I mean, I think it was announced, I think it was like last E3, you know, maybe. And and it's pretty much like a PS3 in the palm of your hand.
Yeah, so I've
with
seen
dual touch screen.
I've seen, how does the dual touch screen work?
Well, you know, you hold the thing in your hand, right? You have a front screen.
Right.
And that's also a touch screen, so you could touch it. So say if you're playing Uncharted, which they have showed off, it's called like Uncharted Drake's Bounty, right? And you want to jump to the certain tree. You know, you could actually, instead of pushing the buttons, going through the motion, you could just tap the tree. The guy would jump. Same thing when it comes to picking weapons, switching weapons. You could touch the screen and switch weapons. Now, the dual...
Now, I have fat fingers, though, so I'm just going to mash the screen constantly, and then the Cheshire Cat's going to come up and just giggle at me?
Yeah, you're basically going extinct. You know? No one cares about people with fat fingers. You better start doing some finger weights or something.
Yeah, this wasn't developed for a guy like me.
You'll go to REI and buy one of those like little grips.
The Eagle Talon grip, and then just squeeze it all day long.
Yeah.
I need one of those stress balls, not for stress, just for general ergonomics.
That's right. And then you're going to have these massive, bulky fingers.
So then the other touchscreen is on the back.
Yeah, it's on the back. I mean, it doesn't look like a screen.
Okay.
And so you could pretty much stroke this thing all you want, you know?
So, but does it ever look like a screen, or does it, I mean...
Well, no, the back doesn't look like a screen. The back looks...
So it's a touch pad more so than...
Yeah, but the front screen...
What keeps me from touching it when I'm playing? You know, I wrap my hands, I wrap my whole hands around this machine, okay?
Well, it ain't a fucking... 'Cause
it's mine.
And a fucking Twinkie, man.
Yeah, well,
it has like little notches in it where you could hide your fingers.
It's
in, you
mine
know?
because I paid for it. Okay, I can do whatever I want. So if I want to molest this piece of hardware, I'm going to. And I just want to know what's going to happen when my fingers slip off and onto the pad and fuck up my game, and I'm gonna have to restart.
Well, yeah, just as long as your fingers aren't covered in it's
molasses.
Yeah, something.
Well, they will be. That's how I play my games. Okay. Over.
Just don't be playing Uncharted.
And Bush's baked beans.
Just don't be playing Uncharted because most likely you'd be playing with a male character. You know, it's you're gonna finger something. You know, be a little bit more.
You might as well be one of the sexy forest elves or something
like
that.
That's right.
So,
you know,
so the NGP is coming out.
And there's a lot of speculation on what the price can be.
$400 bucks.
There's people speculating that, but that's expensive as hell.
Yeah, I would say. I mean, I could just go about and get a nice iPad for that.
That will destroy it at a price like that, because then it's going to become a niche who are going to want to buy it. Because that's what also happened with the PSP. That everyone thought, wow, this is a great piece of hardware, but then it's so damn expensive that no
one becomes just available to the video game elite. Like us.
Basically, when you see a little kid on an airplane playing a theme, and you're like, yeah, you know, he's an elitist, even if he's sitting in coach. You know, there's a reason why. I mean, maybe this kid had better, you know, was more responsible in life, his parents. He could be sitting in first class.
Or that kid has sold a lot of lemonade. That's what he's talking about.
Yeah, but we're talking about a lot of fucking lemons, man. You need some, like, GMO crap to get that many lemons, you know?
Anything big coming out besides the NGP? I mean, the NGP sounds good. I mean, it sounds great if you're into
money.
If you know
how to make money selling omelets. And no software. I mean, Uncharted 3. I mean, it's going to come out at the end of the year, and that's kind of like, you know, Microsoft has Gears of War, Sony has Uncharted. The play mechanics are so similar.
Yeah, and Uncharted looks great, by the way.
And it's kind of a theme to where, what are you more into?
Indiana, like, Jones, and that's why Uncharted is going to win that.
Well, no, I think Gears of War is going to still sell more. Because one thing with Microsoft, how they position themselves is, like, they're the hardcore. I mean, that's how they kind of advertise themselves. Now, I mean, that image is kind of fading with things like Kinect and avatars and whatnot. They're trying to open it up. And with Sony, they are, you know, building up. But this stuff that happened with the shortage just really fucked them up, man. Because there's people who are just like, you know what, forget Sony. I'm going to Xbox. Even though at Xbox you have to pay for the online. I mean, I really don't like that. But so anyways, yeah. So that's kind of what these systems have. You have Gears of War versus Uncharted. I mean, and Uncharted is awesome. You know, it's going to have a cool story. Even though it's going to be really one-dimensional, it's going to work and it's going to be exciting. You know, it's going to have great set pieces. I think that could be the greater game. But for the hardcore, they're going to flock more towards a game like Gears of War because, man, there's probably nothing like taking a shotgun to a guy's face and blowing him into pieces, you know?
Yeah, but there's nothing like destroying a relic thief, okay? They're trying to steal your relics, right? That's what they're after in Uncharted, right? Oil or something, or relics.
It's like, yeah, they're in some sort of archaeological relics, lost cities and stuff like that.
Yeah, you're bashing them. You're like,
hey,
you're Robin Hood again.
Yeah, but hey, I want to play Uncharted, but we're talking about the teenage audience who have, you know, a game like Gears of War, that's more of answers to, you know, 80s action movies.
Well, teenagers, you know? You're dumb. Okay.
Oh, yeah, basically. Yeah. You guys just fucked the whole entire world of entertainment.
What you want to do is you want to go play cool. You want to play cool games. I mean, who knows? Who knows? Maybe I'm wrong here.
Yeah, but you know, Uncharted, and then hopefully they announce The Last Guardian. They show something of The Last Guardian. Actually, I don't know if I even want to see anything of The Last Guardian. I just want to know when the game's coming out. And the reason why I say I don't want to see anything, because that's a game that's going to be something that's fucking sacred. You know, something that you don't want to see hoard around, man. You don't want to see the girl walk. You don't want to see your future wife walking
around. Yeah, I want to see him just paraded around on a catwalk.
Okay, but you don't want but you know what? You'd rather have a private show, okay? And you know,
well, who am I going to show off to? What's the point?
But for people who don't know, The Last Guardian, that's the next game from Team Ico, the developers who made Ico and Shadow of the Colossus.
Yeah, the dolphin game. Ico the dolphin.
No, right. Man, it's a kid with the horns.
It's
a kid with the horns.
Yeah, you're the dolphin. You're swimming through beautiful landscapes. You're collecting diamonds and swimming through rings and stuff. Okay, so Ico is the kid with horns.
The kid with a horn, you know, helping the girl escape the castle. One of my favorite games of all time. Then you have Shadow of the Colossus. You're running around on your horseback, killing giants.
Now, Shadow of the Colossus, is it coming out? Is it going to be anything new, or is it just going to be the same thing? Now, it looks great.
For what you're talking about is that both those games, Ico, Shadow of Colossus, those games are years old. They came out on PS2.
Right.
And now they're re-releasing them.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, they're re-releasing them in HD for the PS3. And I mean, for the most part, it's just going to be in HD.
Okay. I saw a trailer and it didn't look like a new game, but I also could have been very wrong.
But it's The Last Guardian. That's because part of the reason why they're re-releasing these games is promotion for The Last Guardian. Right. So when The Last Guardian comes out, I mean, that's the fucking
thing. It's like rereading it's rereading one of the books of the Harry Potter books, so then you can prep yourself for the finale, right? It's like I don't watch the movies, but I know I should do both, but I don't. It's like playing the video game so you can prep yourself before the sequel comes out.
And with
it's like watching
like
Back to the Future 2 before you watch Back to the Future 3, so you can remember that when Marty comes back to 1955, he needs to go back to 1985 before you can go all the way back to 1885.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it's also like it's like, why would someone play Metal? Like, if you're gonna play Metal Gear Solid 4, you're gonna go play 1, 2, and 3. Mostly with those games are so story driven, you know.
Yeah, you need a little refresher course. Yeah. You need to read the study guide, the clip notes before
you go. But for the most part, it's a way to make money.
Yeah, so let's move on to something more my speed, Nintendo. What do you got for Nintendo?
Who the fuck knows, man?
I mean something big. They've been sort of sleeping, nothing huge, right?
Well, before we get into what they're going to announce, you got to understand, because if you don't play video games, let me tell you from the video game perspective, you know, from the gamer's perspective, what Nintendo has done. Okay, first off,
I'm a gamer. I play Monopoly. I play Sorry. I play Risk. Trouble.
Yeah, everyone plays video games. I mean, so many people now play video games. Like my father has a Wii. My sister-in-laws have a Wii, and they are not gamers at all. I mean, if you probably put a serious video game in front of them, they'll look at you like you're a geek, you know. But they'll play Wii Sports and stuff like that. So that's what Nintendo did amazingly. You know,
they made it fun to play with people in the room again. See, all these other places are alienating the crowd. They want you to play with yourself on a TV full of strangers on the internet. Well, they're forcing you to play with your family and your friends and everybody you know in your room together.
Yeah.
If you got a small TV in a small living room like I do, it gets awful uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean, and one could even say that's it's written right there in the name, Wii, you know, even though it's spelled with two I's, you know?
It's Japanese. Yeah. It's really a character that means togetherness.
But one of the things that they did, so they did that amazingly well. They got people that didn't play video games to come play video games. But then at the same time, though, they isolated themselves because they did not have third-party support. I mean, the Wii is, if you really...
By choice, or is that by just the field of play? Nobody really...
It's just too difficult. I mean, the fact of, say, if you're Activision, right? I mean, Activision did make an effort. Because say if Activision, you know, they make Call of Duty, and they design Call of Duty Black Ops, you know, or some Call of Duty Modern Warfare, whatever Call of Duty game in the past, right? They design the game, and then they could design one product, but it could also work on the PS3 and the 360, which is minor differences, very minor differences. Differences are almost not even noticeable. If anything, it's just in the architecture of the game, but. You know, it's, you know, you design one game, you get two products. Now with the Wii, because it's so inferior technology wise, they have to take big strides to make it. So
too much work for
You couldn't really have cross platform games. You couldn't have these HD games on the Wii. You know, you would have to design something specifically for the Wii. And the thing is just when you go after that kind of market, that's people who are not gamers, they're not gonna pay attention to this stuff. You had games that came out for the Wii, like Mad World, No More Heroes, mature rated games. You know, if the hardcore doesn't own a Wii, they're not going to go out of their way. They're not going to even notice these games. And a casual gamer, you know, like your mom and stuff like that, there's no way in hell they're going to play a game where you're fucking taking a guy and you're throwing him into a dumpster and ripping off their heads and stuff like that.
So what can the Wii do in order to position itself more prominently in the...
Unless
it's completely failed. If it's completely failed, then the Wii is going to be non-existent, obsolete, and boot to the curb.
The Wii was a big success. I mean, it was a big success. I mean, it was the biggest selling system. You know, it still is out of all the systems. It sold the best. It's just their sales are starting to go down, and you know, and for Nintendo,
everyone owns one already. You can't sell more Wiis to people who already own one.
And you always got to keep something fresh. I mean, one of the things that Nintendo would do, right? They would create shortages. That's one of the ways that they would drive up demand.
Throttle their internet connection.
Yeah, it's just like when Wii
Make
Fit
you
came
want
out.
So much more.
It's like when Wii Fit came out. I mean, Wii Fit was this. I mean, they're just keep the shipments low.
Yeah, it was
this way
it
became a rare thing. And yeah, I mean, but these are things that drive up demand for it. And I mean, but yeah, they kept on releasing peripheral after peripheral, and what Nintendo did was, you know, really disrupted the industry because
make someone want a tennis racket for a remote control.
Make someone not want a tennis racket, just use the remote control.
A magic wand? Did they ever do a magic wand so you could just, you know, pretend to be Lance Burton or David Copperfield or Houdini out there, you know, ta-da?
And I would imagine you probably play a Harry Potter game. They probably have some bullshit like that in there.
It's great. You just developed it. Nintendo, if you're listening, magic wand, Harry Potter games.
But like even, and you could see things that with Microsoft coming out with Kinect, Sony coming out with the Move, all these things are in response to the Wii. I mean, they all want to get in on that market. But now, as last year, they all try to get in on that market now. And Sony and Microsoft did a great job with the Kinect. I think it sold like hotcakes. But one could argue, though, that with Microsoft, they created demand because they spent like $500 million on advertising for the thing. Mm-hmm. So, but
a lot of people finally wanted to play games. Like they see everyone having a good time playing the Wii, and they're like, "That would be great. I wish I could do that with my Xbox." And then they get it and find out it's a piece of trash.
Well, I mean, there are probably people out there who have a lot of fun with it, but the question is, how long?
They shouldn't.
You know, how long they're having fun playing it. So what Nintendo's doing then, in response to some of the failures to get back to hardcore, is the Wii HD.
Wii HD, that's what I think a lot of people have been waiting for. I know I have. I've been waiting to purchase my widescreen HD television. I've been waiting to purchase that nice piece of furniture to set the HD television on. I've been waiting to rent a nice large apartment so I can swing my arms around and lift them above my head without hitting the ceiling and the walls.
You see, you could have did that a long time ago. You just got a PS3, you know?
No, I've been waiting for the Wii HD. That's what I've been waiting for to make it look good.
No, but there's some concerns, though, because one of the things that they did announce, too, is that there's a lot of mystery. But one of the things that they did say is that the controller is going to have a 6-inch touch screen.
Okay. That's new and interesting.
And it's going to, and the other rumor is that it's going to
have. So they're reinventing the Dreamcast.
Basically. But the other reason why that's an important thing to say is because you think of the Dreamcast, right? The Dreamcast came out after the PS2. It was a leap forward technology wise, and it had a little, and it had the VMD, I think.
Yeah, there was like a little video screen.
Yeah, a little video screen on it, and so it came out. It was really advanced, and it's like the next year, or it's like 2 years later, you have the PS2 comes out.
Correction, you said PS2, but I think you meant PS1.
Oh yeah, first there was a PS1, then you had the Dreamcast, and then the PS2 came out, and it just blew it away. Yeah, because technically it was far superior. And so that's the thing with the Wii. Now, these systems, like the 360, PS3, they're all into like 5 years or 6 years or whatever it is. And now the Nintendo is finally catching up with them in terms of hardware. Now, the conflict will be is that in a few years, hell, maybe even sooner, you know, because like, you know, Sony said the PS3 is going to be a 10-year system. So did Microsoft. And I think an Xbox, I think, came out like in 2005. And so, you know, 10 years would be,
2015.
2015.
Yeah, we're coming up on it real quick.
Yeah, but
Nintendo, get this thing out.
Yeah, so one could still argue there's 4 years left in the 360 cycle. But at the same time, you know, Microsoft could be like, you know what? We want to break this Nintendo. And we could break this Nintendo by releasing a system sooner, you know, and that's how they could cut into their margins. So,
and that's kind of what they did with PlayStation. I mean, they lost the PS2. They lost the PS2 originally because the PS2 came out and was huge, and then Xbox jumped the gun, came out with their Xbox 360 and blew PlayStation 2 out of the water, and then PS3 came out and wasn't that great.
Well, it ends up being, you know, you have the PlayStation, then you have the, you know, the Dreamcast, PS2 comes out, that blows the Dreamcast out of the water, and mostly by that time, Sega was having a kind of a rough kind of reputation, blows it out of the water, then you have, you know, the Xbox that comes, and the later system that comes out is always more technically more advanced,
but has lost that original hype factor because it's like the next generation system is going to be the better seller. Do you think? I mean, do you think Xbox is the better seller? I don't know the numbers, but Xbox as opposed to PS3, are they all pretty much even?
Well, I mean, Sony is catching up to Microsoft.
Catching up, right?
I mean, yeah, Xbox did launch a year earlier, so there is an advantage to launching a system earlier,
even though it might be slightly inferior.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the first Xbox didn't really do all that well.
Yeah,
I mean, it came out after the PS2.
Yeah, that's kind of.
But I mean, a new Wii could do. I mean, what the Wii needs to do, it needs to get back third party support. It needs to have where you have, like, if a new Grand Theft Auto comes out, it's coming out on all three platforms. That's what they need to do. That's how they.
So you think that they're gonna simplify their hardware to make it more accessible to third party vendors? Are they gonna get rid of the wand, or is that kind of what made it, and that's what they're gonna stick with?
They're it's that's the thing, you know. They'll probably do something very unique using controllers. I would imagine they're not gonna make
no more nunchucks or real nunchucks, so I can swing them above my head.
I think they're still gonna have that. They even said that the thing's gonna be the rumor is that it's gonna be backwards compatible with the Wii. So of course this thing's gonna still be able to use the Wiimote. But they're going to really put emphasis on having a traditional controller with two analog sticks.
Yeah.
And the thing that's supposed to make it unique is a touchscreen. And so, it's interesting to see because there's rumors that this controller could be a portable device. You know, you could take it on the go and play games. But, you know, those are rumors, and it's kind of – and I get kind of confused because – it's like, well, what if people have that, would they not buy a 3DS? Because that's also another portable. And so there's a lot of, there's just a lot of questions. I mean, that's what they need to do. They need to bring back third-party support. They need to show something big. And Nintendo has done things in the past to have third-party support. If you remember Resident Evil 4, the best Resident Evil game, one of the greatest games ever made, came out originally on the GameCube. It was part of this deal that they had with Capcom. I mean, and then with the DS, they had an exclusive Grand Theft Auto game, and actually supposed to be like the highest rated DS game,
yeah.
Chinatown Wars. Later came out on a PSP, but that game sold dismal on the DS.
Are they going to keep it fun? Because there's one thing that Nintendo shouldn't do, and that should take the fun out of the video games, because I really think that that's what they do the best. I mean, you can say everything else is fun, but Nintendo really knows how to make a game fun.
Well, I mean, and that's, I think that's also...
Also challenging. Still challenging
yeah,
for a guy like me, and that's why I play WarioWare.
Yeah, but it depends on this idea of challenging. I mean, well, in terms of fun, that's kind of like a mantra of Japanese game design. I mean, with Western, it's more about...
And impossible. And repetition and memorization of patterns.
I mean, that depends on the game. But in terms of challenging, you know, there's been so many games that Nintendo's been releasing that are just not challenging. I mean, last year they released Kirby. And I was really excited to play that game because it looked awesome. Kirby's Epic Yarn. But then when you actually played it, I felt like I was a child molester or something.
Yeah,
you know, like when they would have the cutscenes and the character and they would have the narrator talking, it sounded like a baby Einstein. You know, and it was a game.
ABCs, Egon.
And it was a game where you could not even die. I mean, it was like, you know, you go around collecting these beads, right? And it's almost like Sonic the Hedgehog, right? You collect the rings, you get hit, you drop them all. But the difference is, in Sonic the Hedgehog, when you dropped all those fucking rings and you got hit again, you're dead. And this game, you dropped all the rings, you got hit again. Oh, no. You know, it's fucking, you're
keep
still
collecting
going.
Your beads.
Yeah, and editors, journalists, they would say stuff like, well, there's still challenge in the game. Because to get a gold medal in that level, you have to collect a certain amount of beads. You know, and get to the end. So there is that challenge for us real gamers. But, you know, and as I was playing the game, I noticed. Now, to get like a gold medal, right, you need a certain amount of beads. Okay, let's just say it's like 100, okay? It's 100 beads to make a fucking necklace, okay? And so you get
a big necklace. You're going to be like one of those African stretched giraffe neck women, you know, where they put the rings around their neck and it stretches it all up.
Well, it depends on how big of a screen you're playing. You're playing on a fucking widescreen. That's going to be some big motherfucking beads. But at the same time, you wouldn't want to play that thing on a widescreen.
Yeah, you're going to have to be Andre the Giant with this huge rhinoceros neck.
But
everybody has an African animal neck name.
So when I bought the game, that was my impression that you'll collect the set. Okay, hey, I gotta get the beads, right? I gotta get all the beads that are in the level. But you know what? They put more beads in the level than you actually needed to get a gold.
Oh, so you can get a platinum medal.
Yeah,
that's what they want you to go platinum.
Oh,
Egon.
Bullshit, man. Bullshit. I ain't
overachieve,
stupid.
Man. Overachieve.
There's nothing overachieve for.
They want
for.
You to hit number one for 23 weeks in a row. Okay, you don't think the Beatles stopped at gold records? Okay.
Hey man, when you're doing a boss fight, and you're not sure how to beat the boss, and you could put down the controller and think rather than pause, you know there's something wrong with that. Okay.
Well, okay, so maybe macrame is more your thing. Well, so Nintendo, you know, Wii HD, it's gonna be. Can you play? Are you gonna be at least? Can you watch movies on it? I mean, PlayStation did the best thing where they're offering you the most affordable video game system / Blu-ray player on the market. Is Wii going to be anything similar, or is it just going to be straight video games?
And then, it's like PS2. You can watch DVDs.
Yeah, no, I mean, you'll be able to watch Netflix. You'll be able to still connect to your Netflix. Obviously, Netflix is getting much better with all that stuff. Are you going to be able to watch your Blu-ray, your Criterion Collection on Blu-ray?
It all depends if the games are on Blu-ray disc. You know, really, who knows? You know, if they're smart, this would be a system that's all about... I mean, it's about the core. It's about the broader gamer. But also, it will have the technical capacity to bring in like you and me. It will, you know, people are gonna want to. Developers are gonna want to make Metal Gear Solid. They're gonna want to make, you know, the high end games for it.
Just seems weird playing it on like a little toy system. So they really need to do. They really need to make it a little bit more substantial, I think. Because, you know, you grab a PlayStation controller and it feels like a controller. The Wii controller is like a little toy. It's like you're playing with a Matchbox car.
Yeah, it's like one of those things to where, I mean, with the 360 PS3 controller, those things are like molded to your hand.
Yeah, they're developed.
I mean, you could sit there for like 10 hours playing it perfectly fine. With the Wiimote, you know, it's not all that comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's for like long periods.
It's like playing baseball with a cricket bat. If that makes any sense to anybody, I don't think it does. I don't even know if it makes sense to me. But it just looks like a cricket bat, and that's what I'm trying to say. Third party games. What's coming up here at E3? I mean, is that nothing? We're not expecting anything huge from these systems. But you know, so it's gonna be kind of a sleepy year. But Wii HD, come on, that's going to be huge. They're going to start selling more systems. They're going to have to price drop Xbox and PlayStation to compete with this. I mean, that's some big stuff.
Well, no, I mean, there's always big surprises that come out.
Yeah.
I mean, there's always big things. It's just a matter of how are they going to surprise.
Yeah.
I mean, and obviously hardware, those things are the biggest surprise.
Yeah, it takes a lot of work to develop this stuff. I shouldn't be so demanding of these large billion-dollar corporations who are just pumping out stuff as we speak. So you know, I can't hold them to a higher standard. I mean, they come out with new cars every year. Look at that! The Acura 2012 is already out and people are buying it. Come on, where's my PS 212?
Yeah, so they come out with new shoes every year too.
Yeah, well, get over it. So video games. What are we expecting?
Third party.
Yeah, third party games. What are we looking at?
And for people who don't know, third parties.
After the first two that you go to, maybe an afternoon brunch and a dinner party, the third party is really where it's like your Taco Bell fourth meal.
Yeah, that's where there's no loyalty. You know? That's where, you know, everyone comes to spin your face. And
all rules are off. And you got to bring your own beer.
Yeah, it's like independent. You know, they'll make games for cross-platform and whatnot. So like Call of Duty.
They're the Arnold Benedicts of the video game.
That's right. Call of Duty.
No, sorry. I did it wrong. They're the Benedict Arnolds. I gotta edit out, okay? And no gaps on this one, okay?
And so like Call of Duty, third-party game, cross-platform.
People aren't sick of war games yet. I mean, come on. Kids, stop it. Stop playing realistic, up-to-date war games. Stop it.
I'm becoming sick of them.
Yeah,
because
it's
oversaturated. I mean, every year you have a new Call of Duty. Every year. And now Microsoft, you know, or not Microsoft, Activision, they're doing Call of Duty Elite. So, and what Elite is like you play Call of Duty, it's free. You know, I mean, you know, maybe if you're on Xbox, you have to pay for Xbox Live, but for the game itself to play online, it's free. But the Elite, what it is that you go, you play online, and it's a service that helps you get connected with your friends. You know, it doesn't seem all that sophisticated. You know, they haven't announced a payment plan. Might be $50, might be $60 a year, but you'll also get free map packs, and so that could be a deal because map packs sell for like $15.
Yeah,
and so if you get three map packs for free, that's like $45, and that's almost a cost of
quit trying
this.
To justify this tax, okay?
Yeah, but I mean, and then they have all these other features in it.
So it's Modern Warfare, correct? It's still Modern Warfare.
The new ones, Modern Warfare 3.
Yeah, so
but
you're still fighting in the desert. You're still
now this infantry. One's going to be like a World War 3, you know, taking place all over the earth.
Oh, okay, all right.
And New York's all getting blown up.
Are we getting laser pistols? I mean, are we starting to venture into futuristic weapons? That's all. That's all I'm interested in.
I doubt that.
Okay, that's sounds.
But the thing is that now their competition is Battlefield.
Battlefield
by EA.
Yes.
And
so we're going to be, EA, they do sports games. So we're going to be out there throwing the football around. We're going to be checking people into the glass. We're going to be FIFA World Cup. We know about this stuff, EA Sports.
What's that guy's name, the football player who died?
There was lots of them.
And the one who died in
Macho Man Randy Savage. No, that's professional wrestling.
The one who died in Afghanistan.
Oh, Charles Tillman is his name?
Tillman, yeah. I don't think he's going to make a guest appearance in Battlefield.
That's
you know?
That's in poor taste.
Yeah, so sorry.
So Battlefield is a is another first person shooter type.
They
want a first person shooter.
Cuz call it cuz you don't know, Call of Duty, that's like the biggest video game moneymaker.
Yeah.
You know, fastest selling video game. That's the thing that's sucking up like a sponge all the money in the industry. And so with Battlefield by EA, they want to cut into that. And you know, and it seems like they are making a better product. I mean, hell, destroyable environments. It's like from the past ones you like I played, like Battlefield 2. Like, say if there's a bunch of guys hiding out in a house and you want to kill them, like other players. Well, you know, and if it was Call of Duty, you would have to go in there and kill them, or you have to throw a grenade through the window. And Battlefield, you don't have to go in there; you just blow up
the house down. That's bulldoze.
It was just all collapse. So you had this dynamic change of the battlefield, and actually the game was so damn realistic. I stopped playing war games after I saw the WikiLeaks video of the helicopter, you know, killing those people. I was just like, man, this is too real. You know, playing a game like Battlefield is too real, and it ends up becoming this question of being desensitized.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, that's why I prefer fighting aliens and goblins and
Nothing that will actually really happen, you know.
None of this,
at least for another, you know, 50 years.
Yeah,
you know?
Unicorns and wizards and people in the ring. So, you know, besides warfare games, what else are we looking at here? I know that there's a couple of choice titles.
This is still kind of in the same kind of genre, first-person shooter. Bungie, the guys who make Halo, they're supposed to announce their new game, which the rumors are it's going to be an MMO with a subscription fee. It's also being done with Activision. But, no one really knows too much about it. So hopefully they're going to show off something, but... So we'll see about that.
Ooh, that's the big secret. That's the big hush.
Yeah, it is a big hush. But you know what? It's like, even with myself, I've kind of burned out on games like Halo.
Yeah.
Because they really haven't. If you look at the first Halo to all the way to Halo Reach, they haven't changed that much. I mean, there hasn't been that significant of improvements. And maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that means that, you know, Bungie, they nailed it. They nailed the formula. And everything afterwards just became, you know, incremental improvements. Same thing with Call of Duty. You know, release one every year. It becomes small, incremental, you know, improvements. But then after a while, it's just like, you know, it loses its...
Well, let's talk about something that I feel is a drastic change. Twisted Metal, that's coming up, right? So Sweet Tooth is back, and he's apparently now a robot.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it's one of the things with David Jaffe. He's like the lead designer on the game. He's a big Michael Bay fan.
Yeah, so now they used to be cars fighting each other, and now it's robots and Transformers.
Yeah, and they make them morph into mechs and stuff like that. I mean, the game really does look awesome, and...
It's sexy lady robots, by the way. That's the appeal that's going to go on here. If you're into sexy lady robots, Twisted Metal is going to have them.
And it seems like it could be like a really great like team based game.
Yeah, but I mean, so are they abandoning the strategy of a free for all battle?
I would imagine that there's game modes which will have every man for themselves, and then there'd be game modes which are more about working in teams.
But now it's just with robots.
Well, no, the cars will morph and stuff like that. It's probably just like one of the features of the game, you know? I mean, there's a lot of other things. You could fly a helicopter, pick up cars. Hmm. You know, they have where you could occupy a semi and have other players drive into the trailer, and now they're manning guns. So there's a lot of stuff that they're throwing into the game.
So you mentioned team-based stuff. So that means that you'll be basically working as humans operating these vehicles, and you'll be able to drop off another team member at a heavily artillery weapon, and then they'll be able to man that gun as if they were a player themselves. I mean, is that what you're saying?
It's like one of the videos that they were showing is like, say one player is driving a semi, and if you're driving around, Arnold Benedict is driving around his
Chicken Shack. Yeah, the Chicken Shack, right?
And you could go drive your Chicken Shack into the back of the semi.
Yeah,
next thing you know, you're manning one of the guns, and now you're shooting. And
but I'm playing with you, right? Yeah, I'm the gunner.
Yeah.
Rear gunner.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Well, that sounds good. I like co-op play. I like being able to play with each other and stuff like that. So anything else big and that you expect?
Like I said before, say something about The Last Guardian, show something. But in terms of third parties, you know, they already said that they're not – I mean, Konami, they already had their press conference, and they talked about they're not showing Metal Gear Rising. They're going to wait until, I guess, next year or some later time. Ugh. They showed a short tech demo called the Fox Engine.
Yeah,
which, you know, Kojima, he's been very quiet on, you know, what his next project is. He keeps on saying stuff like this game that he's making is very taboo, and it could destroy his career.
In the adult sense?
Who knows?
Or that's going to be Supaku?
Maybe in the Japanese sense. I mean, but who really knows, man? Because
it's a video game about being rude to your waiter or strangers in public or not holding the door for old ladies and things like that.
Yeah, but that's the modern world. That's not taboo anymore.
No, that's taboo. That's Japanese culture. It's getting drunk on the street because they have those what do you call them? Beer vending machines. No culture. Well, I had a segment that I had prepared, but it doesn't look like I have my flash drive, so I'm not going to be able to do it. I was going to tease it. It was going to be like, I'm going to call it Classics Corner, okay? Oh, and what it's going to be is, go ahead, you can talk.
We could do that for after we're done with this.
Yeah.
We could wrap this up and we could start a new episode and talk about Classic Corner.
No, I don't have it though.
No.
I don't have it written down.
What was on it? Well, what did you write down?
It was about an X-Men game for the Super Nintendo.
Oh,
for the Nintendo.
You gonna talk about X-Men?
Yeah. Well, it's a video game review, video game review. Okay, so do we want to wrap it up? Do you have anything more to say?
Yeah, I guess we could wrap it up.
Do you have anything more to say?
Nothing I can think of.
Okay. Well, let's end it appropriately. Mm-hmm. Are you ready? Yeah. Okay, so that's our E3 wrap up, pre E3. Oh, do you have any like huge predictions? Like, what do you think is gonna be the biggest? Is gonna go over so well? People are gonna go crazy. It's gonna really terrorize the video game world.
Hopefully, it's Nintendo. Hopefully, it's this Wii HD. If it doesn't, if this thing doesn't come out and impress, then I don't know what to tell you.
I think it's gonna be big too.
That's a big problem. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, that's what needs to be the biggest news. If it's not, then Nintendo's in trouble.
Okay, and then what do you think the biggest failure is going to be? Just over like a lead balloon. It's just going to go awful, like a mud pie.
I know, man. Like, I like to say Kinect, but then again, shitloads of people bought that thing. You know, so...
Well, I hope it sucks because you know what? It doesn't recognize my shadow on the wall, and that's what's BS about it. I hate that piece of technology. It's never going to happen. No one's ever going to buy another one. No one wants to play a racing game. No one wants to play volleyball. Maybe they do. So this is a video game chat. We're gonna come back next week, and not only gonna we have more energy. This is gonna be post E3. We're gonna see if anything else astonishes us. We're gonna see if the Wii HD actually did impress, and then hopefully Microsoft just crashes and burns. I mean not the product, just them in general. I want to see my Windows unsupported. I want to see my updates never happen again. My antivirus needs to be. What do you call that? Upgraded. Always with the antivirus. Never with anything else. You got anything else to say, Egon? You got anything big over there?
Nah, man. Just go cook me an Arnold Benedict.
Yeah, you're going to get an Arnold Benedict, all right? For myself and Egon Hurtsum. I'm pronouncing that right. We're going to see you next week. Stick around. We're going to wow you. Wow. Wow.
Hey, you very good. See you next time.